And this is Prince Big D, and you're on the Big D Zone on BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my co-host is not here tonight. He has something to do tonight as well. But ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank Tyrone for faithfully being on this broadcast time and time again, and he's done great work, and I'm sure that he's going to go really far with his show, Tyrone Jazz's Breakthrough. My co-host and the best co-host that the Big D Zone has ever had. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know that yesterday was supposed to be Starween, so guess what? We'll make today Starween, even though it's November 1st, and after I announce my special guest, I have an announcement that I'm going to make for all of those who are listening to the broadcast. Now, the introduction of my guest. Ladies and gentlemen, she is a gospel singer, a jazz singer, and she is the author. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Miss Abigail! Right here on the Big D Zone. Hello, Miss Abigail.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I am doing great. I am excited about what's going on. How are you?
I'm fine. Everything's well. All is well.
All right, great. Well, first of all, I have two things to explain to the listeners. Number one, it is 3 days and counting to the election. Everybody knows it's Tuesday, November 4th is election day. And I know most of the states have early voted, but if you have not voted, by the way, congratulations to those who early voted. But to those who have not voted yet, please, please take part in this historical election. We could have the first African-American president, or we could have the first female vice president. So it's up to you, but my preference is, in my show, we are endorsing Barack Obama, but whoever you choose to vote for, please make sure you get out and vote on November 4th. It is very important. This is history in the making. Number two, tomorrow is the release of my CD, Welcome to Big D Country, my first ever spoken word CD, and when it's done, and after it's done, and when I mail it to Don, I'm going to give it to Don or give it to MP3, and they will play it on the BBS radio. I am so excited about tomorrow. I mean, it is awesome. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Abigail, would you please tell the listeners about yourself and then the book that you have written as well?
I wrote a book, and it's called Revelation of Marriage, and it's soon to be released. I'm expecting it to be released by the end of this year, which is 2008, or the beginning of 2009. And I also am working on a play off of my book, Revelation of Marriage, and that book is intended to reach many nations. And also, I belong to a choir out of Montclair, New Jersey, orchestrated by Chico Mendoza. He's the world Latin jazz salsa legend formerly. And I've been with him, singing with him for 8 years now, and being blessed through him, and also working on two demonstration CDs that will be out soon. I can't give you a date as of right now. One will be jazz and one will be gospel, and I am also working on my own personal CDs with my own written songs on the CD and other songs that I will be singing on my CD coming up very soon.
All right. We'll definitely be keeping an eye out on that. Now, do you have a way that our listeners can get in contact? Do you have a website so that listeners can get in contact with you?
Right now, if someone wants to reach me, they can reach me at my email address. It's abigail07106@yahoo.com. abigail07106@yahoo.com.
All right. I have some questions to put on this interview. I'm going to go through several topics. Now, the first one is, who inspired you to be a jazz singer, and what did you like most about jazz and the jazz genre?
Under the direction of Chico Mendoza, as I said, I've been with him 8 years now, and I've been singing gospel, contemporary gospel, and I've always loved jazz music, and he is my voice coach also. So, you know, by him being formerly the world Latin jazz salsa legend, then I'm now singing jazz songs and gospel jazz songs just as well. It's through him.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, she is definitely, definitely a very talented singer. And American Idol, if you're listening, you need to email this lady because she will win American Idol hands down. I heard her sing, and you're going to get a little taste of her singing a little bit later on in this broadcast. But, ladies and gentlemen, Sister Abigail, Miss Abigail, what inspired you to be a gospel singer, and what inspired you to sing for the Lord?
What inspired me is God. I was born with this musical gift that God has given me, and I've been singing, and I started singing as a child, solo, in church. And also, I've done a lot of background singing through the years with different choirs that I've sang within church, and also professional choirs that I have traveled with state to state through the years.
Mm. Now, before we get to this first song, and I know during meetings I have you prepare two songs. Before we get to this first song, where would you see Miss Abigail in the near future? Where would we see the artist, the author, the entertainer? What would we see her in the near future?
Well, I believe that God has put in my heart a dream, a goal, but a vision, because without a vision, the people will perish. And also, everyone else that has a gift and know that they have a gift that God has given them, they need to take that gift further and use that gift that God has given them, but have a goal and a vision. And I see God taking me. He's orchestrating this time in my life. I see God taking me many places with the gift that he has given me. I see many doors that will be swinging open and that I will be able to walk through. I've been on cable TV, not only in Newark, New Jersey, but also in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I've been interviewed while on cable TV, PCTV 21, on Dr. Marla B. Johnson's show, Passing the Mantle. And I was interviewed, and I was allowed to sing two songs with my soundtracks. And also, I've been to other places, to churches, to sing, and I know that there will be other doors, believing in my heart, that will be opening for me, that I can be able to walk through it and use the gift that God has given me.
You have been interviewed by my co-host, Taro Jackson, of Taro Jackson's Breakthrough, correct?
Yes, correct. Yes, that's
and that was for your CD. That was for your CD or for your book?
I was being interviewed for the music. the singing, and my book is upcoming now, so that will be taking place next.
Mm-hmm. And we will definitely have you back on the show when your book is up and coming and ready to be distributed to the world. So we're not done yet. We're not done by a long shot yet. What we're going to do is, before we get on to a couple of topics, maybe I'll think of a couple of questions to ask from a book. But we're going to ask the Queen Abigail to do one of her selections, and then we're going to go to a topic, and then we're going to ask her to sing another song. Is that all right?
Yes, that's all right. It's fine.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Miss Abigail.
I do thank you. As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You, my friend, and you're my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. Want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my I, as the deer panted for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee.
The winner of the 2008 American Idol competition is Miss Abigail! Yeah! Woo! No, this is not American Idol, but this is the Big Team Zone, and you just heard the powerful voice of Miss Abigail. We don't usually air on Saturday here on BBS Radio, but I had to do something for Tarot Jazz's breakthrough yesterday. So that's why we're here on Saturday. And we're still able to get our guest, Miss Abigail. That's right. Oh, man, that was wonderful. Thank you so very much, Sister Abigail, Miss Abigail.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And I got a couple of questions regarding to the book. I'm going to test you a little bit on for something for the book. Now, say, like, if somebody is looking to get married, and they've been waiting for a long time, and they are very fearful of either not finding the right mate, or their mate is not coming to them, they're blocked, or they just don't know how to talk to a person. What can he or she do?
Well, first of all, you must not have the spirit of fear, because the Bible says that you should not have the spirit of fear, because God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You must believe God and trust God for your mate, for what you've been praying for and believing God for. Once you ask God and you keep petitioning God for that and keeping that trust in your heart that God is going to come through for you, because he is going to come through for you. If he make a promise, the promise is going to come to pass. But let him do the putting together. He will put the right person in your life so that once he puts that person in your life, then the both of you, when you connect, then you will know that God has truly done this thing. Things will work out for the both of you, and you both can work together, because marriage is a ministry for the couple, for the husband and a wife, that they should work in harmony. And if God put it together, if he put a marriage together, it's going to work. I'm not saying that you're not going to be fought in the spirit, but you will be, but you have to keep trusting and believing God, and you have to stay in prayer and know that God will work this thing out for you.
Okay. All right. You get an A plus for that answer so far. Now I got another one for you. All right. Say, like, a couple already been introduced, or they met, or they're already dating, and they want to pray on each other and make this relationship work. Now, how would they go about doing that, and how would they succeed, like, after they get engaged?
Well, if God put two people together, if he put a pair together, as so he did in the Garden of Eden, when he made Adam, and then once Adam worked in the garden, but then when he put Adam asleep, he said it's not good for a man to be alone. And then through Adam, he was birthed a helpmeet, and that was Eve. So what I'm saying is that if God put this thing together, this marriage, which is a ministry that you will be doing with your mate, it is going to work, because he knew about you before he made this thing to be what it is. And going back to the Bible, it says that before you were formed in your mother's womb, he already knew you. So once God put you together with someone, there should not be no fear or no doubt that it's not going to work, because God knew that person first, and he knew you first, and he decided in his own mind, answering your request, that he would put you with this particular person so that he can, the job will be done well as to what he called both of y'all to do together. Because when he puts you together, you're going to walk together side by side.
You got A plus again. All right, so far you're passing the test, the big D's own test. But I got another question. Okay, all right, you're doing good. Yeah, I got another question for you. How do you feel when you see somebody either giving up on finding somebody or giving up on a dream that they had? Or just how do you feel in general when the right person seems to never come along, and then either sometimes it may be too late, or how do you feel about that? That's my other test question.
Okay. Now, for this particular question, once again, casting your cares upon him, for he careth. Casting your cares upon Jesus, because he cares for you. And then also, the Bible says, I'm talking scripture with you. The Bible says that I know the plans that I have for you, plans for your future. You must hold on to those two things right there. Casting your cares upon the Lord, for he careth for you. And I know the plans that I have for you, plans for your future. There's a scripture that says that in the Bible. So you have to hold on to those things. Never let the spirit of doubt get in your mind and stay there. You must dismiss that doubt, and the opposite of doubt is fear. And you must turn that around and let that become faith in your heart and in your mind and in your spirit.
Wow. Okay, you passed again. Wow. Wow. All right. Now, I'm going to get into a different topic, because I know we're counting down 3 days until the election. I can't believe it's 3 days already. But what is your most major reason for voting in this election?
I believe in my heart that as a citizen, that I should vote, and a word of wisdom to the listeners out there in Radio Land, I feel in my heart, and I believe that you should vote too for this upcoming election on November the 4th, 2008. Please come out and vote. It's very important.
Now, is there a particular issue on your heart that you're voting for? Is there a particular reason that pushed you towards a certain candidate? Now, I mean, you can name him or the other candidate if you want, but is there a particular issue that making you lean towards that candidate more than the other?
Well, as for both candidates, they're two different sides. For Obama and also for Senator McCain, they have two different sides, and people, you know, the viewers, the listeners, or they have to make up in their mind who they want to vote for. Yes, they should vote, but then, and when I vote, I don't want to really get out and say, you know, the issues that are in my heart, but I will be voting on the 4th of November, and I'm, you know, sending a word of wisdom again to let the other people, the listeners out in Radio Land, that they should come out and vote just as well. For instance, Governor, Senator McCain, he speaks against abortion, and there's some other things. And Obama is, you know, they're Democratic and they're Republican. So his, you know, issues, he's for the people, from what I have seen. And I don't want to cross, you know, paths on both of them,
right.
But I will
exactly.
Be ready to vote on November the 4th, 2008.
Same here. Oh man, that is such, I kind of hope when I go on CNN and then they talk about the elections 1 year, I get to interview you because you're pretty good. You're pretty good at this.
Thank you.
And I have one more thing. What do you like to say to those who feel, especially, well, we have a friend of ours that we are trying to get to the polls. Now, here's a lady, and that's all I'm going to say about that. But how do you feel when women are not voting in their women before them who fought for the right for women to vote? How do you feel about that?
I feel that all women should vote, too.
Mm-hmm.
Think positive. It's, you know, it's the law of the land, and right now there's a election time, November the 4th, only comes the presidential election, like, ever so often. So I just feel that the woman should get out and vote.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Exactly.
And not, you know, I just feel that they should get out and, you know, cast their ballots, too. And, you know, they should go and vote. I feel that everybody should vote, not only females, but everybody.
Exactly.
In this election.
It doesn't matter what race, creed,
no race,
religion,
no creed,
whatever.
No color, no religion. Just come out and please vote.
Exactly. You know what? Everybody just vote. You know, just have a voting party or, you know, why don't you throw a voting party in the line or something, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, just go ahead and just do it. I mean, you know, like for myself, I mean, I'm getting ready to go on a radio station in Newark in a couple of days on the same day as election. So I get to start the same day as history. I'm either going to go before the show, and if the lines are long, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to go to the poll after the show, and I'm going to make sure that my vote is cast before 8 o'clock. And I'm going to stay there until my vote is cast and my vote is counted.
Mm-hmm.
So
wonderful.
We got work to do. So, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Abigail, if you would please bless us with another song. I just love your voice so much, and I know that that people who have heard it had good response from your voice, and it's blessed others. And like I said before, you win American Idol hands down. You may even win other talent shows. And I might see you on TV. I was like, oh, I got to vote for Abigail. I got to vote for Abigail. I got to vote for her. You always have my vote. So, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you on the Big D Zone one more time, Miss Abigail.
I will be singing My Funny Valentine. My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you smart? But don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine. Stay. Each day is Valentine's Valentine's Day. Each day is Valentine's. Valentine's Day. If you're sick, you're less than Greek. Is your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you smart? But don't change your hair for me. Not if you care for me. Stay sweet, little Valentine. Valentine's, Valentine's Day. Each day is Valentine's, Valentine's Day. Sweet little Valentine, Valentine's Day.
The winner of America Got Talent and who will get a show in Las Vegas is Miss Abigail! Woo! Abigail, Miss Abigail, you have done it again. Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, when this album comes out, you need to pick this album up. You need to pick this album up. Miss Abigail, tell them again how they can reach you.
My email address once again is Abigail, that is A-B-I-G-A-I-L, 07106 at yahoo.com.
Wow. And might I say to you, people, when this play comes out, you need to come see it. You need to come see it. You need to tell your friends. You need to get a book when it comes out. You need to make this book a New York Times bestseller. You know what? I mean, whew. Wow. I see you do a whole lot of shows, girl. A whole lot of shows. So, Miss Abigail, it's been a pleasure to be interviewing you right here on the Big D Zone. Wow.
Thank you.
You are a very talented lady. You are a very talented singer. And she is a woman of God. She is a minister as well. What church do you go to?
I belong to a ministry in East Orange, New Jersey.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to make another announcement of the show before I get any further. And, of course, you know, I'm a professional online radio talk show host. So I'm going to let you know right now, I'm going to be on another station really soon in North. But I also like to come back here to BBS Radio. Why? Because BBS Radio is the home of the Big D Zone. But in order to do that, I need funds. I need definite funds, sponsors, ads, you name it. So right now, it hasn't been done. It hasn't been done yet. So I need your help. So right now, I'm going to announce that right now today, as far as today, this will be a temporary last show until probably a couple of months until I get sponsors, until I get money, so that I could be able to do this station and the other station and maybe more. because the Big D Zone was meant to expand, not lose one station and then, you know, pick up where it's left off. But it's supposed to, like Michael Faison, he has a home station, but yet his show is expanding. So just like the Big D Zone, his home is BBS Radio, but it wants to expand, not lose a home and then, you know, that's not expansion. So ladies and gentlemen, if you could help the Big D Zone out, even if it was a $10 donation, please help me out at www.bigdradio.com, www.bigdradio.com, or if you want instructions on how to go to PayPal, and I'll send you an invoice so that you can help keep the show running, not only on BBS Radio, but for any other station that I may be going on, because there are thousands and thousands of talented guests, such as Sister Miss Abigail, who wants to be on the program, who wants to be heard, and has CDs. You just heard talent right here. You heard talent right here. A jazz singer and a gospel singer. I mean, that is pure versatile talent. And she's a writer, too. You just heard a couple of test questions that I did that Sister Abigail passes right through it. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want the Big D Zone to stay on the air, not only here on BBS Radio, but on all the stations, please help me out. Now, like I said before, I'm going to take a couple of months. Now, if I'm not back within a couple of months, you know, I haven't got any money, but I have another plan. I'm looking into fundraisers right about now. So there are other hungry artists that wants to come on this show. I want to bring out these artists on this show. Now, Tom Owen has his show. He brings artists on his show. And he does very, very good in what he do. So, ladies and gentlemen, before I go, I'm going to give Miss Abigail the final closing words before we head out to Big D Country. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to come back with some closing words and then close out the show. Miss Abigail?
Yes.
You have any encouraging words for our listeners who are tuning in?
Yes. I want to tell them for the last time, for the upcoming election, to please come out and vote for the person of your choice and to have faith in your heart and keep the faith.
All right. And, Miss Abigail, wherever the Big D Zone is going, and by the way, if you want to follow where the Big D Zone is going, I will have all the information on my website, bigdradio.com, and then I'm keeping informed, I keep Don and BBS Radio informed of where I'm going because it's in my home. I mean, I know they said, you know, keep going, living your dream, but I know where home is. I know where the heart is. And it's BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. And I'd like to thank them for giving this show a chance to be on the map where BBS Radio is. I mean, an actual national program that is building up and is still trying to build up and it's not going to quit. Matter of fact, I'm not going to quit until I be back home on BBS Radio within the next couple months, be on Elite Radio, be on all these stations, and I'm not going to quit because there's a fight in me and a passion in all these other artists that come on the show before Miss Abigail and even after Miss Abigail. They want to be heard, and where's the voice to give it to them? So if you want your voice to be heard, and you want the artist's voice to be heard, please help support the Big D Zone, and don't forget to vote. Well, I'm going to get ready to go back to Big D Country. We are so glad that you have came and joined the ride with us today. And the talented, the beautiful Miss Abigail, thank you so much for coming on the program.
You're very much welcome. Thank you for allowing me to be here tonight. on VBSRadio.com.
Anytime. This is Prince Big D of Big D Radio and VBS Radio. This is not mainstream. It's on VBS Radio. You can also advertise on VBS Radio. For more information, go to www.bbsradio.com. That is www.bbsradio.com. Go to advertising and get in contact with Don and his staff, and they will hook you up. Well, my name is Prince Big D, and on behalf of Miss Abigail, we're going to wish you good day, and don't forget to go vote on the wonderful
good day. And we, thank you, and have a great evening.
Thank you. And we are out of here.